This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Bench Warmers and Sean Salisbury.
Arizona Republic, break down the Arizona Cardinals and our AFC, or should I say NFC West preview. Couple quick things, guys, basketball related. Ricky Rubio gets shipped to the Utah Jazz for a number one pick. And which may clear the way for Kyle Lowry, as Butler wanted, to be a Minnesota. The few things have to happen to be a Minnesota Timberwolf. Rubio out for a first-round pick. We know Jimmy Butler wants Lowry, and will Lowry be in? And Rajon Rondo. He has been released by the Bulls, so he's no longer a Chicago Bull, and he is out. So there's a little bit of NBA news we'll talk more about as this continued crazy offseason kicks in. But speaking about off-seasons and a team that wants to play better than they did last year is the Arizona Cardinals, and we're joined now from the Arizona Republic at AZ Bobby Mac on Twitter. Bob McNaniman joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Bob, great to talk to you again, my man. We appreciate it, and happy 4th of July weekend.
You too, Sean. How you doing?
Doing good. As we start here, I guess it all comes down. Well, it doesn't all come down, but Carson Palmer's got to play better. Where's his head, Bob? You and I talked last year about after what happened in Carolina in the playoffs, would he be mentally tough enough to overcome this? Where's his head now, a year later?
Well, I know he knows that the career's coming to an end, and he wants to go down as a winner, and all he's been talking about is winning a championship. He believes he's got the tools around him to do it. I don't think the loss in Carolina stayed with him or lingered with him. He was able to put that aside and focus on getting back to where they needed to be. It didn't happen for a lot of reasons. But I don't know how much you could put it on Carson's shoulders. He was relatively healthy. But I think they have big plans with David Johnson this year. They're going to integrate him even more into the offense. And that could be surprising to see what they can do with this young kid, because he's definitely a special player.
Bob, I think he may be right now. I know Le'Veon Bell's pretty darn good. I think David Johnson's maybe the best all-around back we have in football. The question is, you talk about getting him more involved in other ways with Tom Moore and with Bruce Arians. What's that step? Does it mean more get him on the edge catching the football? What's the next level for him to get to, and how are they going to use him?
Yeah, it's definitely catching the ball out of the backfield. And they've lined him up as a split end. I mean, they've run him in a slot. They've run him in swing motions and passes and little hook screens and ladder hooks and all kinds of things. But don't be surprised if he lines out next to Larry Fitzgerald or one of these young kids they had out at Whiteout. He's that good of a route runner. And the stats bear it out. I mean, I don't know how much you put focus into Pro Football Focus. They say he's one of the best route runners in all of football.
Right. Yeah, no, I do, and they do a great job of breaking it down. Bob McNaniman, Arizona Republic, joins us here. He's a writer and a columnist for the Arizona Republic, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. You know, Bob, with him, we know they got him, and you mentioned about not putting it all on Carson's shoulders. When you watch that team as you did every week, what was your biggest disappointment watching that team day in and day out last year?
Man, there's so many different things. They just looked like a different team. I think they acted like they could just show up and they'd win. I didn't see the same aggression, the playing football with flair and fun. I think they played a little scared when they realized, especially when they lost their opener in New England, things just kind of went downhill. I think that set the tone for the season. They lost to some bad teams, barely lost to some good teams, and had it gone another way, it might have been a completely different story. They just felt like, and I wonder if that all-or-nothing series kind of got their heads too big, so they thought they could just show up on game day and win by sheer whatever they had in their heads at the time. And I think that it taught them a very valuable lesson. Bruce Arians has chewed them out for it. There were some significant injuries, no doubt, especially where you didn't think it would hurt on special teams, which was the biggest implosion. So those are some of the reasons.
Bob, I look at Bruce Arians. I'm a huge fan. And, you know, Bruce has this way, it seems, of, and you know him too, that Bruce, no stones unturned. Bruce is going to cover every single detail and over-detail it, I mean, to the point where you're like, we'll never get to all that. But I'm a big fan. That being said, and the players like him. But there is a serious part of Bruce Arians, too, that is all business. Where, what changes did he make in his approach to the game from last year to this year and his approach this offseason to his football team?
I don't know if he did in any major way. I know he's taking his health far more seriously than he ever has, and that's a very smart thing. He was hospitalized twice yep. during the season, starting in training camp and then later on. And it's a very stressful job, as you know, and I remember talking to coaches at the owners' meetings this spring about that and watching so many coaches have issues. Kubiak with a heart problem, and a lot of some coaches stepped away, he being one of them, and Bruce took it seriously as well. And I don't know if you could ever ratchet that guy's emotions, because if you've seen him or heard him or talked to him, you know it's all or nothing, basically.
Right.
So from a schematical standpoint, nothing's changed. I don't think he's delegating much more, although you might see Harold Goodwin call more plays. Still Bruce's job. I don't think he's really downsized anything or changed much of what he wants to do other than I do know this. He's not afraid to play younger players anymore than he was, and I think this year with the Athletic, and Buda Baker's going to prove that.
Bob, with him, did he – you know, I don't like the term players coach. I don't.
Yeah.
To me, there's a negative connotation to it. I mean, you want the players to respond and respect you, but you also don't want them to – for instance, Rex Ryan. I like Rex, but I think players look at Rex as a buddy as opposed to a coach. Was there any danger of that creeping into, you know, just the simple thing, you know, Bruce wears the cool hat and the fedora, just the way Bruce is just kind of slick and cool. Is there any way guys took him for granted last year as players?
No, and I'll tell you why. And here's something that really exemplifies the point, Sean, is he's got this accountability board. I'm sure some coaches have a similar device, but he writes down every single mental error or mistake after every single practice or workout. And to the finest nth of degrees, no matter who it is, and he will chew them out relentlessly for an hour afterwards when they break down film of practices. Does the same thing, obviously, in games. He broke the accounting literally board out for mini camp, volunteer camp, and rookie camp. He's never done that before. So if there was any of that danger creeping in, I think he quashed it by ripping him a new one every time he had a chance to work with him.
We got about a minute and a half, but I got to get these two in, Bob. One is your favorite offseason move that maybe we're not talking about for Arizona.
Oh, man. Well, I love Carlos Dansby as a reporter because he'll fill my notebook up in less than 5 minutes. I love that. I think Antoine Bethea was an underrated move. If you look at this guy's career, he's 32, but he's 100 tackles a year. I know he plays safety, but it's legit. I mean, he still can play ball, and I love that. It shored up two areas of weakness where they lost some players. It would be those two guys.
As we last 30 seconds, Ken, you know, Seahawks offensive line struggles. We don't know about their run game. They've had some offseason difficulties. Can Arizona take them?
Stay the least.
Can Arizona win the division, Bob?
You know, it's a toss up. Sean, I have a lot of respect for the Seahawks and what they've been able to do under some weird situations. It seems like whatever happens bad to them still comes back good. I think it's going to go to the last week of the season. I think the Cardinals will win out this time by a game.
Should be fun to watch. Bob, great insight as always. Keep it up. Love your stuff. And we'll look forward to talking to you as we roll through the season. Have a great weekend, man.
You too, brother.
Great. Bob McNaniman, Arizona Republic, Twitter, @AZBobbyMack. He's got great insight on the team. I agree with him. I'm a big Bruce Arians fan. I'm not relinquishing the title to Seattle just yet. The quarterback stays healthy and plays well. I think there may be a little bit of irritation on that football team in a get even this year. Arizona's not going away. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. We'll give you our Arizona Cardinal preview next. Robin, Brian, Adam, Ron, myself. We'll be right back.